and welcome to the Night Feed. I'm your host, Charlotte, here to bring you some comfort, camaraderie and conversation to keep you company during, let's face it, one of the toughest parts of being a new parent, the Night Feed. Tonight's unpaid sponsor is hearing crying every time you take a shower. You put your baby down, she's finally asleep. You tiptoe out of her room into the bathroom. The shower is calling your name. You get all your new bath and body stuff ready for 10 minutes of solace. Then, as soon as you're in and the water's running, you hear crying, even though the baby's down and totally fine. I know I'm not alone in this, as I've seen loads of posts on it, but is it something you've experienced? Let me know. Now, I don't know what came over me today, but some part of me thought erecting a toddler trampoline with two very inquisitive toddlers would be a good idea. Let me tell you, what started as a fun, lovely activity rapidly escalated to the danger zone. I'm talking nuts and bolts strewn across the floor. Me rolling and running around the kitchen, desperately trying to find and count each bolt before my youngest got a hand on them, whilst my oldest followed me around with a mini spanner asking if she can bounce on the half-assembled trampoline. I was not prepared at all. Which leads me into getting your babies and toddlers involved into everyday tasks. Is this something you do? My situation above aside from today, I actually find when I involve them in random household jobs, it can sometimes, and I say sometimes, make it easier. And it was my mum who said once, while I was trying to clean the kitchen, kind of around the girls, and she said, give them a wet wipe and let them wipe the high chairs. And I was like, what? She was like, yeah, they'll love it, go on. So I gave them a wet wipe. Boy, did they own that job. They were loving it. And it gave me time to put some dishes away and scoot around and clean. And it actually made it easier, weirdly. And my youngest loves helping with the washing. And by that, I mean unloading the washer and loading the dryer. Okay, I have to do things slower. But it's so cute seeing how happy they are with themselves and they feel like they've helped. And instead of trying to get tasks done around babies and toddlers and asking them to go and do something else while you quickly do something, getting them involved, they're going to want to get involved anyway because they kind of, I don't know if yours are similar to mine, they want to be where you are anyway. So why not just say, help mummy for 5 minutes, unload the washer. Yes, it will take you 3 to 10 times longer, but do you know what? If you can chill and enjoy it and see their little faces look really happy when they feel like they've helped, then it's worth it. One job, however, I wouldn't recommend toddler assistance with is folding the laundry. I made the mistake of getting halfway through folding all the piles neatly on the bed with them, thinking, oh, this is going pretty well. They were helping and I was asking them to put certain clothes in certain places and they were understanding. Boy, was I lulled into a false sense of security. In that instant, the bed became a bouncy castle, washing and all. So choose your toddler-assisted choices wisely, I say. Next tonight is question for my podcast. Again, I've had a lovely listener email me to ask a question. And she said, I'm breastfeeding at the moment and absolutely loving the time I get to chill while baby feeds. I wondered if you have any series recommendations to binge during this time. Oh, I used to love this time when I used to feed the babies. I think it's one of the only times you can sit and just unapologetically chill and binge watch something. I think as an adult, finding the time to put your feet up like that when there's so many things to do is difficult. And when you're feeding your baby, it's such a precious time that you as a mum can recuperate as well and put your feet up and take the time to rest. And if they nap on you, they nap on you. That was kind of my take on it. I used to really love contact naps and I just snuggle and put my feet up. And I really did make the most of that time. So yeah, I used to love watching things when I was doing that. I think actually with my second, it was all about Desperate Housewives. I never rewatch anything like that, apart from Friends, of course, but I don't tend to rewatch series really. Oh, I absolutely devoured Desperate Housewives the second time round because I was about 13 when it came on. So I'd forgotten a lot of the plot, a lot of what happened, and it hit so differently second time round. I think because I was older as well and a mum. And yeah, when I had my second baby, every time I came to feed, oh, that would go on and I'd put my feet up and I just really, really enjoyed it. It was the middle of summer. And I loved watching that program again. If you haven't seen Desperate Housewives, then I'm jealous. It's on Disney Plus, thank me later. In terms of recent recommendations, I don't really have the time to watch that much at the moment, really. But we do, when we do watch something and get into it, it is great. I personally loved All the Light We Cannot See. That's been on Netflix recently. It's about occupied France in the Second World War. Quite strong. But if you're into your history and you kind of those historical dramas, then that's, I really enjoyed that one. As well as The Crown, obviously really popular. I've not seen the last series. I've seen half of the last series, but I've been really enjoying that. And oh my God, the actress playing Diana in the later season. Wow, she is incredible. It's like watching Diana. It's phenomenal. I think she's brilliant. So yeah, I definitely recommend The Crown as well. For something a bit more lighthearted, I think Motherland, that's quite old now as a comedy, but that I really, really like that. It's just a funny, upbeat, really easy watching comedy about mums. Similarly, Below Deck, if you want something really just easy to watch. It's okay if you miss an episode here and there. It's just kind of quite addictive in parts, actually, especially the seasons with Chef Ben and Kate as Chief Stew. If you know, you know. Now, this is a bit out there, actually. This is not something I'd usually watch, but Drive to Survive, my God, best thing I've watched in a long time. And I wasn't into F1 at all before I watched this. So if you're not into your sports like F1 and you're not, just give it a go because you might be quite surprised. It's all about the politics between the teams and what goes into each season. And I found it so interesting. I got really into it. And I don't really watch the races even now that I'm into it. I kind of keep up with it a little bit because once you watch that program and you understand, you know, the politics between the teams, it is actually quite interesting. But yeah, look at me talking about F1 and a mum's podcast. What's going on? But yeah, that's a good one. And we've actually just started watching Gunpowder on Netflix and I'm really enjoying that. It's pretty strong on the violence front, but a great watch. So very eclectic mix of programs there, but maybe out of all of them, something you could give a go. And I hope you enjoy and good on you for putting your feet up and enjoying this precious resting time because it's not often that kind of rest comes around. Next tonight is Social Media Says. Now, I found this really lovely quote on Instagram today and it hit me quite hard actually. It's from an account by It's the Conscious Mum. And the quote reads, "Every day our children invite us to slow down. Accept the invitation. There will come a day when the roles reverse and you'll want nothing more than your child to accept your invitation to slow down with you." Oh, that really hit me. Like, wow, this time is gonna go quite quickly. I know my mum says it now and it's hard in the moment to think that, but these days when, like I was saying on earlier in the podcast, having them help you with the laundry and chores around the house, it makes you slow down. You have to slow down. And it can be frustrating at times when you've got loads to do and you just want to get on. But actually, in the grand scheme of life, you're going to remember letting them join in and have fun, having fun together, and having your children force you to slow down and just be in the moment is so precious. And like I said, it is difficult at times when you've got lots to do and you play and you're busy, and especially if you're working as well, I know that can be really full on. But it is true that in 20 years from now, for example, when they're off living their lives and we want to spend time with them, we're going to be asking them to slow down with us. Because I see it with my parents, they absolutely love spending time with us and us all being together as a family. And I think before I had kids, I didn't take that time for granted, but you just kind of, yeah, I'm just being with my parents and it's great and we're having fun. But now I'm older, I see how much it means for us all to go on holiday together and be together, because I'm already thinking like, oh my gosh, in 20 years, they might not be coming with us and they might be living their own lives. So it is true when you think of your whole life, right now being with them and slowing down with them is so lovely and such a gift. And yeah, if you can, just maybe take that on board and think about when you're having a frustrating moment or a frustrating day, try and think about in the future and what you'll want then. You'll want to spend time with them so much more. And I just thought that was a really lovely take on life with babies and children. And now to finish on a quote. I wrote this quote recently and shared it on TikTok, and it reads, "Mama, if you have anxiety about tonight, please know you're not alone. The worry about how much sleep you'll get, how long they'll be up for after each feed, whether they'll be warm or cool enough, if you'll be able to get to sleep after the feeds, and how you'll feel when you wake in the morning. It's totally normal to feel this way, and there's a whole village of us with you. But one thing is for sure, it gets easier, and these worries will fade before you know it." Thanks to each and every one of you for listening tonight. I hope this is helping to spur you on through the night feeds, and remember that you really aren't alone. Wishing you all a peaceful night ahead. Good night.